In 1937, Kiev, Mila Pavlichenko, juggles life as a history student and single mother to 5-year-old Slavka, after her cruel, estranged husband, Alexei, humiliates her at a shooting range, she makes a powerful vow to her son. From this day, I will be your papa. I'll be your papa and your mama both. This promise becomes her North Star. Seeking to improve her marksmanship, she joins what she thinks is an advanced shooting course, but discovers it's sniper training. Under a battle-scarred instructor who pushes her relentlessly, Mila applies her academic precision to memorizing ballistics tables and weapon specifications. During a countryside exercise called Bottle Base, where students must shoot out bottle bottoms without touching the necks, Mila executes 3 perfect shots in succession, discovering the song a rifle could sing in my hands. Her instructor later gifts her his booklet with the inscription, "Don't miss Ludmila Pavlichenko." This perfectionism, born from her determination to be everything her son needs, becomes the foundation of her deadly accuracy. What makes her story so compelling is how ordinary her beginnings were. Like many of us, she was simply trying to prove herself in a world that underestimated her. But when war arrived, this bookish mother would transform into one of history's deadliest snipers. On a sunny June day in 1941, Mila is enjoying Odessa's beaches when news breaks of Germany's invasion. That evening, during a surreal performance of La Traviata, continuing despite the war, Mila decides to enlist. Remembering her promise to be both mother and father to Slavka, she reasons fathers fight during wartime. Still in her dress and heels, she marches to the recruitment office. Initially assigned to trench digging, despite her marksmanship certification, Mila's opportunity comes when a soldier beside her is killed. After Captain Serjenko asks for a demonstration, she eliminates 2 Romanian officers at 400 meters from a bombed-out farmhouse. Mila's strength lies in her intellectual approach. She attributes her success to training rather than talent. "I'm a good sniper because I'm a good student who trained to perfection." When offered to record her first kills, she declines, considering these mere test shots and refusing to treat killing as a game. After recovering from combat injury, Mila trains new snipers and notices Kay Shevelyov, a quiet Siberian who reads War and Peace in the trenches. During a nighttime sortie, they eliminate Romanian officers, Mila scoring 16 kills from 17 shots, Shevelyov 12. She notices his trembling hands, a reaction she still experiences. Over vodka, they discuss the intimate burden of sniper work. Seeing targets' faces creates psychological weight, unlike artillery or machine gunners who kill at a distance. Impressed, Mila asks him to be her partner. He agrees, introducing himself as Konstantin Andreevich, Kostya, becoming her shadow, my other half. They share core beliefs. Kostya trusts in books and friends, while Mila believes in knowledge to light the path and her rifle to protect when humanity strays. He promises, "You lead us down the path, I'll have your back." Crisis forges bonds that become lifelines. Mila and Kostya develop an almost telepathic connection, their partnership becoming Mila's emotional anchor amid chaos. Amid the intensifying war, Mila meets Lieutenant Leonid Lyanya Kitsenko, an intelligence officer who sees beyond her Lady Death persona. When he calls her the prettiest hedge he's ever met, she laughs genuinely, a rare moment of joy amid danger. Their relationship deepens as Lyanya shows interest in her life beyond her kill count, asking about Slavka and her studies. He envisions their future, working in Moscow while she completes her dissertation, sharing morning tea, playing hockey with her son. This glimpse of normalcy becomes Mila's survival talisman. After a passionate night and proposal, their bond strengthens despite Mila's reluctance to discuss the future. Their romance ends when Lyanya dies in her arms, leaving her too devastated to continue as a sniper. Wartime relationships, compressed by death's constant presence, create profound connections that might take years to develop in peacetime. Mila's experience shows that even hardened warriors remain fundamentally human, needing connection and hope. In August 1942, Mila arrives in Washington with a Soviet delegation seeking American support. Her candid press responses catch Eleanor Roosevelt's attention. Where others saw a granite-hard Soviet Superman, Eleanor recognizes a war-weary soldier driven by duty. Their friendship deepens after a canoe accident at Hyde Park. When Mrs. Roosevelt lends Mila pajamas and hems them herself, noticing her battle scar, this compassionate gesture breaks through Mila's defenses, resulting in tears and a motherly embrace. Under Eleanor's mentorship, Mila becomes an effective ambassador. In Chicago, she abandons prepared remarks and directly challenges the crowd. "Gentlemen, I am 26 years old. At the front, I have already eliminated 309 fascist soldiers and officers. Don't you think you have been hiding for too long behind my back?" Through their relationship, both gain new perspectives. Mila sees America beyond stereotypes, while Eleanor better understands Soviet sacrifice, their friendship embodying Allied cooperation against fascism. While Mila navigates America, a marksman plots to assassinate President Roosevelt and frame her, leaving threatening notes in her pockets throughout her journey. Initially dismissing Mila as propaganda, the marksman reconsiders after seeing her tactical awareness at a Chicago shooting competition, reluctantly acknowledging her as the real deal. Upon meeting Mila's estranged husband, Alexei, with the Soviet delegation, the assassin modifies his plan. He manipulates Alexei's jealousy, turning him into an unwitting accomplice. Their plot targets the White House farewell dinner, where the assassin positions himself with a Mosin Nagant rifle, the same type Lady Death uses, planning a murder-suicide scenario. Mila recalls William Johnson cupping his cigarette like a sniper. Armed only with a paring knife, she confronts him before pursuing him to Rock Creek Park, where she creates a decoy using her fur coat stuffed with leaves and adorned with diamonds to catch moonlight, killing him with a shot through the eye when he falls for the trap. After eliminating the assassin, Mila confronts Alexei, her jealous ex-husband, who grazes her ear with a bullet. Using psychological warfare to draw him out, she fires three fatal shots, ending her reckoning with the past. 2 months later, Mila returns to Soviet soil. Seeing her mother waiting and Slavka running toward her, she releases Kostya's hand and sprints forward. She sheds all personas, Lady Death, famous sniper, propaganda figure, becoming simply a mother reuniting with her son in the snow. 15 years later, in 1957, a 41-year-old Mila welcomes Eleanor Roosevelt to Moscow. Slavka has graduated with distinction from Moscow University's law faculty. After the American tour, Mila became a sniper instructor before fulfilling her dream of becoming a historian. Kostya, now her husband, appears with their Russian terrier puppy, evidence of their hard-won happiness. In the end, this is what we all fight for. Not just survival, but the chance to return to love, family, and the simple joys that make life worth defending.